T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. You know what the big story of the day is. Falcons lose at home 34-10 to the Miami Dolphins, the spiraling Miami Dolphins, who came in at 1-6, ready to fire everybody. They're having a better Monday than we are.
Yeah,
no question about that.
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully Tua's eye is a little bit less swollen than it was yesterday. Although maybe not. Maybe he needs to play like that.
I don't know. But I mean,
Tua's eyes the week before, he threw three interceptions.
But that's it. That's the alarming part about it. It's like they were spiraling. This dude was just throwing blind. Just throwing blind. Like he was throwing like he had one eye.
Did you see what he did after the touchdown throw to Waddle? There on the sideline, he was celebrating, making fun of how he only had one eye.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like just dancing on the grave.
Mm-mm. Just like.
Just flat, just dancing on it.
That was, you know, like I think the world of the Dolphins organization because they gave him my shot and all those different things. But like me knowing the people that are still down there, all you hear is like, Randy, this is a mess. It's like this. It's like one of the things where they say it ain't never been a mess like it is now, Andy. Like when we talk rock bottom, that's how they're feeling down in Miami. And for them to come in here and just smack the Falcons around, just smack them around. But that's what happened. Weren't they struggling one year? Was that when Ryan Tannehill came in here and beat them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Tannehill
yeah.
had a good game. There was one game, I think it was 2017, where they had a big lead early, and then the corpse of Jay Cutler
or somebody brought like that. Him back. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Like the 6-10 Dolphins team. Cutler was retired, and they paid him money to come out of retirement, and he looked awful. Like,
yes, just all year.
Bad body bourbon Jay Cutler.
Yes.
And he cut him up in the second half.
Yes.
Like there's, you know, there's a long list of these.
Yes.
We've done a lot of these. Quarterback's best game ever happened to be against. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Tua.
Threw four touchdowns
yesterday and looked like Tua.
The thing about it is, if you don't pressure him, he's going to get you.
Tua said last week, this dude
can put the ball.
The reason he can't throw over the middle is because he's too short.
Yes.
He can't see over the offensive
line.
That's
why I said this dude, people in Miami, they what do they call it, rage bait? They rage bait every freaking press conference he has.
Right.
Because he says I'm stupid.
He does say something ridiculous.
He says something ridiculous every damn press conference.
It's true.
And they can't wait. They want to wait. No, and I don't say they can't wait. But they want to rage bait because they know he's going to say something. He probably say something crazy this weekend. Or why? How he got pink eye. Yeah, I had some. I got on my finger and I by mistake and scratched my eye. You know, I got something.
How does one wake up on a Sunday morning with an eye swollen shut with no explanation?
I mean, bed bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of hotels are they staying in? Cheapskate Dolphins?
Bed bugs. He was out in them streets and, you know, somebody, he was out there, I don't know. He was somewhere in Atlanta and somebody caught his ass with a right.
Put his face somewhere he didn't need to put it.
I mean, it's all.
All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Norris is in Athens. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So, two things. One, statement. The second will be a question.
All right.
Statement I have is my wife never got into football until last year. And when she did last year, she looked me dead in my eyes and told me, you know, I can't be a Falcons fan, right? And I said, why? She said, because I won't put myself what you put yourself through on a weekly basis. And I am not blaming her at this point. So she chose the Eagles because Saquon Barkley has the same birthday as her and she likes Saquon. So
good enough.
I respect that.
Yep.
the question I have is if Terry's done such a good job off in the offseason with free agency, with drafting and all of the, other than the coach hiring moves, you know, per se, why wouldn't Terry step in and say, look, my job's on the line at this point. Y'all keep messing up. So if you aren't going to make a change, I'm going to make the change. Because if you will go in any establishment in this country and the general manager, the head coach, whatever you would consider the coach, the store manager, whatever, is not doing their job, they're out the door. So why is it that he gets all this opportunity?
Norris, thank you.
Thanks, Norris. Well, Terry doesn't have
That's not the power structure.
And a lot of times it's not the power structure. The coach coaches and the GM does the GMing. And that's even if the GM hires the coach.
Which I don't think is what happened in this case.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, the coach has carte blanche. Whatever the hell it is.
Carte blanche, yeah.
Yeah, that right there. To make decisions on his staff, his players, all those different things. Now, if you
remember, Terry wasn't even there when they fired Arthur Smith.
Yes.
He was up doing something else. I don't know what was happening, but he wasn't even there.
Yes. But, the brain trust
was up there on stage, but he wasn't up there.
But and that's not negating Terry's power or anything like that. He's in charge of getting the personnel. Mm-hmm. It's Ross' job, his whatever, to coach the team, coach the coaches, make decisions on who plays, who doesn't play, who's injured. That's his decision.
Can I ask you a question about the head coach position that has a defensive coordinator that does that and an offensive coordinator that does that and a time manager? Like, what, with all due respect, like, what does Raheem Morris do on Sundays?
He makes the decisions, all those different things.
Which ones?
First downs, all those. Oh, that's okay, it. Like, but more than anything,
I know he threw the challenge for yesterday.
I think the thing with it, when you are head coach and you're not one of the play callers, your job is to oversee. You're overseeing it. He has both channels. He has both channels as far as offense.
No, I'm sure he's play listening.
Call, and then he has the veto to say no, Zach, don't call that.
Yeah,
and or Zach, go call this. Like if Zach's, it's hard for me to explain it. Like. When a play caller is making a call, whatever, a coach will let him keep calling, whatever, until he's like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, it's not working.
It's not working. You know, and that's where usually when a head coach steps in, when you're looking at it from a standpoint where, hey, man, this ain't working. Scrap it all and let's figure it out. Now, he's a defensive guy, so I'm sure when he's talking to Brick or something, he can help Brick more with the, okay, they're running this, do this or something like that.
Right. And to me, also, that's the complicated part of asking for firings is like Raheem's not an offensive guy background wise. I know he was a receivers coach at one point, but he's not an offensive coordinator.
Right.
He's not going to step in there and call plays.
Yes.
No one else on the staff has ever called plays before.
Right.
And Zach Robinson's only called plays here.
Yes.
Like he's only called plays for 24 games.
Yes.
So it's like if you want to get rid of him or whatever, like if you're trying to clean house on that side of the ball, you're going to put guys in there that have never done it before.
Yeah. And thing about it is if. If it was like a bye week, maybe
they already had that.
They already had that,
and they already fired people.
Yes, and so now you're in the thing with it. In the most successful, obviously, you got to be a talented player at the quarterback position. But the rhythm and the relationship between the OC and the quarterback is
And that's what's so disappointing to me. Well, there's a lot that's disappointing to me.
Right.
But like if this is going the direction it seems like it is, then you drafted a quarterback 8 overall and paid a quarterback $100 million. In the same offseason, and the $100 million guy is not going to be here anymore because you paid him all his money, and the 8th overall guy is not going to have any development with the people that are going to be coaching him in year 3. Like, if it goes that direction and you have a new coaching staff next year, Michael Penix will be in his 3rd year and be working with an entirely new staff, which is pretty tough.
It's not a good
thing. That's when you start talking about first-round draft picks that don't pan out because you're messing around with the staff and they've got different coordinators every year and all kinds of stuff like that. Sneed is in Decatur. Hey, Sneed.
Andy Randy, what's happening, man?
What's up, Sneed?
I'm here, man. Hey, man, look at it, man. Let me be honest with y'all, man. Every week, man, I notice every Monday after the Falcons get their butt kicked around.
Hey, Sneed, are you on a Bluetooth? You on a Bluetooth?
Yeah, I'm on Bluetooth. Can't hear me now.
Can't hear you very well. Can you transfer it over? Then we'll be able to hear you. All right, we're going to put Sneed on hold. We'll let him get straightened out. We'll get Positive Paul on here, see what he's got for us today.
What's up, gentlemen? It's
all right, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Go for it.
I'm not going to say, hey, I was going to ask y'all about this earlier in the year, and y'all kind of cut me short, but here's what I want to say, is that we are in the same position we were in July, and y'all are right. Your discussion is perfect about the coach, and I just feel like Ra has, for some reason, I think he's lost the team. You fire an assistant coach. You have problems with another player. I think there's other issues. And I look at the sideline and wonder, why are we flat? And then I look at Ra, and I see nothing but flatness. I'll hang up and listen. I'm not trying to be negative today, but I really do feel like y'all are in the right conversation today, because I think he's lost. What do y'all feel like? Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Paul.
I know so many people that have played for him, that know him. It's hard because he's that kind of guy. I'm talking about Coach Ra. Like, the players aren't going, they're not, they don't quit on him. I don't think they're, because it's always when people say lose the locker room, I always ask, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I've always been curious. I don't say
what makes you feel like that.
What makes you feel when you say they lost the locker room? What makes you feel that way? Because the Falcons didn't lose because they didn't play hard yesterday.
No.
You know, quit on him. They got their ass whipped. You know, and that's why whenever people say that, I'm always curious, because I use this phrase sometimes where you can lose the locker room. You can. But, like, I believe that Brian Kelly lost that LSU locker room. I really do. Because he didn't seem to have the compassion for it. He was always throwing everybody under the bus, not taking responsibility for it. Yes. Rod takes responsibility and all those things. And that's all players want most time, is that I had something to do with this. So when people say the loss of the locker room, I'm always curious, what do they mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, they mean that they're losing games. Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's assigning a reason for why this is happening.
Yeah.
And that's one that people go to. I mean, I don't know. I don't buy that you're not ready to play. I think they just got out-schemed and out-coached and out-executed.
Yes.
I think that happened. What's frustrating is that happened against a team that, on paper, you're more talented than.
Correct.
Now, you were missing a lot of your talent yesterday.
That's true.
There's no doubt about that. Still, it shouldn't have looked the way that it did. Because that's the thing. Like, we're not just talking about – the same thing with the Carolina game. You're not just talking about losing a game to an inferior opponent. You're talking about getting absolutely drugged.
Yes.
Like worked. By a team that's not particularly good. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh man, it was a nail biter in the fourth quarter and you lost 27-25.
Thoroughly.
It was
dominant.
34-3 and you had two first downs at halftime.
Yes.
Like, it was an absolute
butt kicking.
You got destroyed by the Miami Dolphins yesterday. So I understand that's why, because if it's a close game, it's like, oh, you just made a mistake. Like, week one, oh, the kicker didn't make the kick, right?
Yes.
But when you lose like that, people assume there has to be some mental aspect to it also. And I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if there is or not. I do know that Cameron doesn't do Ra any favors showing him over and over again.
No.
Because some people have what they call resting bitch face.
Yes.
People say that. Ra has resting confused face.
But it's not necessarily that. It's him. You know, that's where, you know.
And I'm not saying he is confused.
Yeah, but no.
But when he's when he's listening to other people and looking up, he just, he looks like he doesn't know what's going on.
And that's where I see that, they act like they don't care. And he's like, he's not throw a fit, just throw a tablet coach. That's not what he does. And a lot of coaches aren't like that.
That's right.
These coaches have different personalities. I would be shocked if he did that. Mm-hmm. And you know who else would be shocked? His players. Because they know him for him as who he is. If Ross start kicking over and everything, now that might get you a call where you're like, what the hell wrong with him?
Mm-hmm.
It's just certain people have certain ways of reacting. I'm not saying he's not disappointed, because he's a head damn coach. His team just got the crap beat out of him. Yeah, he cares. Now, he might not be able to cry or bitching and moaning, but he cares.
Yeah, look, I know everybody wants a coach to have a tantrum, throw guys under the bus.
They don't do that.
Yell at them. You got to coach him next week.
Yes.
Like, you're in charge of him going forward. You can chew him out, and then, I mean, sometimes you can come back from that. I get it. But at the end of the day, professional football players, those guys need to motivate themselves.
Yes.
He will also be responsible for trying to help motivate you on a Sunday, but you need to motivate yourself going out there and playing. I just – The issue to me is not any of those things. The issue is, on Sundays, they oftentimes seem unprepared to deal with either what the other team is throwing at them or what the situation presents.
Yes.
Whether it's because, I mean, I know we didn't talk about it because you weren't here last week, but to have 12 men and then 10 men on the field in the fourth quarter in big moments, how does that happen?
That's coaching.
That's coaching.
Yes,
exactly,
that's coaching.
Exactly right. And that's...
But
that's the problem.
But that's what. But you fired.
It's not motivation. It's organization, and it's coaching.
But you fired the guy who's in charge of the personnel. Because I was telling you, whenever every time I've ever been on, the wide receiver coach is responsible for the personnel grouping. So who the hell made it, who called the personnel in? Was somebody down and somebody didn't know they were down? Somebody was out. All those different things. But yeah, that's coaching. That's your responsibility to be able to have 11 men on the field, not 10, and then follow up with. That's a bad, damn unprepared look of a coaching staff.
Exactly. There's so many.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Moments that pop up that make them look unprepared.
Yes.
I don't think they're unmotivated. I don't think they're flat. I think they're unprepared. And when you're unprepared against another professional football team, they're going to kick your ass like the Dolphins did yesterday. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. Obviously, you know what it is. We'll get the phone lines back open at 1:40 as well. You can also ask AMA questions at that time if you want to, but as we always do on Mondays, Falcons phone calls are welcome. Final hour of the show coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.